just trust the Lord. The Lord is good this morning, people of God. The Lord is mighty. He's got an outpouring for his people. And before I continue, I want to pray for the children because I'm getting the signal. So all the little children, come on up or head out to the back with Pastor Charlene. Sunday school is about to start. And I remember when I was going to Sunday school, I was always excited because I didn't want to sit in the church with my mom. I wanted to go with the kids my age, so it was an exciting time. And it was always good. So look at all these children, people of God. These are the next generation. These are the ones the Lord is raising up. So Father God, we just thank you for them. We thank you, Lord, that their life with you and their walk with you will extend beyond Sunday school. It will extend into their lives. It will extend past the teens into their maturity, Father. I hated to see many years in Sunday school, and a lot of the kids I went to Sunday school with, they leave. They finish, and then they go on with life, and they forget that they learned something wonderful about the Lord until there's an issue, until there's an uphill battle, until the enemy hits their family, or until someone says, don't you remember that verse from Sunday school? I do that to people. I do that to people in the marketplace and in the workplace. Don't you remember Sunday school? Didn't your teacher teach you to trust in the Lord? And they go, oh yeah, Sunday school. Because the enemy robs us. Time robs us from the presence of the Lord, the encounters we had, the moments we had. People are robbed from that. And we don't want to see our children robbed from the time they had when they learned scripture verses or they learned Bible verses in Sunday school. So we need to continue to pray for the next generation. We need to continue to pray for our children, even the ones that we didn't give birth to. It takes a village to raise a child. So all of us are responsible for seeing these children grow and learn and laugh and be filled with the joy of the Lord. We're responsible as the house of the Lord. And we need to connect with these families and say hello to these families because they are fighting an uphill battle that maybe we never fought. When I was raising my child, there was no way they had all this stuff in school. All of these agendas and ideologies were not offered in school. So I felt it was an easier time. And they listened to their parents back then. I mean, if I didn't listen to my mother, I'd be dead. It's simple. I'm the mom in this house. You listen to me or you're dead. So we understood my generation. We respected our parents. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They do. And so our children are in a whole different generation, whole different season, and we need to cover them and pray for them. But that's not my message this morning. I just wanted to share that with you because it was on my heart. But the Lord was showing me this week, and as I spent time in prayer, as Pastor Alex says, I spent time with the Lord, and I want to learn more about him. I think there were different instances this week where he began to talk about the oil of joy, the oil that is his anointing, the oil. And I want to tell you a little bit about the oil of the Lord, the oil of gladness. The world needs the oil of gladness right now, like never before. For what happened just last week, a few days ago, when one of our brothers was assassinated for his beliefs, for his ideas, for him teaching others how to use critical thinking. And we are in mourning. The world is in mourning. I've never seen so much grief all over the world. But the Lord is bringing the oil of joy from mourning. He's saying, this is the hour when I want you to remember that I have the oil of joy, and it's for you, and it's for everyone who is feeling the pain or the pressure of this life, or even to walk with him and to serve him. Do you know serving the Lord comes with persecution in our day? You can't even say his name unless you're swearing something. But the oil of joy is being poured out. Give that woman or that man the oil of joy, for it's what is needed now. The oil of gladness is what the Lord is pouring out upon his people to bring healing. So we're not living in unforgiveness and bitterness and vengefulness. We're not going to go seek that man's life to kill him. We're going to walk in forgiveness because we have the oil of joy that's with us daily. Jesus is that oil, and he walks with us and he talks with us and he shifts us in the right direction. And we all need that oil, for there's a grieving happening in the body of Christ, and the healing oil is being poured out. My mom told me a story many years ago. She was in church, and she remembered there was a family in church, a mom with lots of kids, and she was on her own. And my mom said, I felt I was to buy her something. I was to do something for this family with all these little ones. And she said, Anne Marie, I went to the store. I went to the supermarket, and I was waiting to hear from the Lord, and I walked up and down the aisle to see what I could purchase for this family. And she thought, maybe they need some flour. Maybe they need some butter. Maybe they need some rice. There's a lot of children in the household. But the unction of the Lord was always, buy her some oil. And my mom said, I didn't think that was the Lord. Why would I buy oil for someone who is in need? Why would they need the oil? And she said, I passed by that oil, and I went down the aisle to look for the rice because I thought they would need rice. They need substance. They need flour. Maybe they need some chicken. But the Holy Spirit said, they need the oil. Get that woman some oil. And my mom could no longer ignore it. And she went to the aisle where the oil was, and she bought the largest container of oil she could. And she said, I know, if I didn't hear from the Lord, I'm going to be really embarrassed. Why am I bringing this woman the oil? And she said, I pulled up in the driveway and I rang the doorbell. And I was holding this huge container of oil in my hand. And I'm saying, God, what is it? Did I miss it? They need rice. They need flour. But the Holy Spirit said, they need the oil. And the woman opened the door, and my mom timidly handed her this huge container of oil. And the woman began to cry. And my mom said, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I don't know. The Holy Spirit said, you need the oil. And the woman said, my sister, don't you know? Don't you know that you've heard from the Lord this morning? He's talking to you about the oil. We need the oil of gladness, for the spirit of heaviness is upon me. She said, I was just about to make some dumplings for my kids. I was going to fry them some dumplings. And I looked in every cupboard, and there was no oil. And there was no... And she said, I have nothing else to prepare. I have the flour. I have the rice. But I don't have the oil. And sometimes in our life, the Holy Spirit is saying, you have the blessing. You have the way forward. You know the assignment, but you don't have the. The woman took the oil from my mom and caressed it like it was her life. And these little children were running around waiting for her, for waiting to be fed. Do you know we have people in our lives that are waiting to be fed by the words that proceeds out of our mouth? There are people waiting to be fed with the oil of gladness for mourning, with the oil of joy for a discouragement. People are waiting for us to open our mouths the way Charlie Kirk did. People are waiting to be confronted with the sin in their lives. People are waiting for someone who would stand up for righteousness because they need the oil. The oil. Let's go to a scripture verse this morning. For the Lord says it's time that we understand and we move on into this season, knowing that we have the oil of joy for mourning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give the Lord some praise, for he's bringing something to us. He's bringing something to us. He's bringing us good news this morning. Isaiah 61, verse 3. Let's put it up so people can see it. Isaiah 61, verse 3. For we need the oil. We need the replenishment. We need to be saturated and healed with the oil of the Lord. And provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. This is what the oil will bring to our people and our generation and our families. To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. The oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. And they will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. And that's the NIV. That is who Jesus is. That is why he's come, to bestow on us a crown of beauty instead of ashes. And many of our lives have experienced times when all we have is ashes, when our kingdom has burnt to the ground and there's nothing left. Well, we can look to the Lord, the Anointed One, for he has come to bestow upon us beauty instead of ashes. And even as we mourn in this season, and even as we're crying out, and many in Christianity are praying for change and a shift and a move of the Lord says, I am here, and I will crown you with beauty instead of ashes, and I will give you the oil for mourning. Hallelujah. I will give you joy instead of mourning, and I will put on you a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness, despair, discouragement. This morning, the oil of joy is flowing around the world because the Lord wants his people to know that we're loved. And what happened to that man, Charlie? What happened to him will not stop the move of God. It will not stop the power of Holy Spirit. It will not stop what the Lord has already put in motion. We will see the revival. We will see the billion soul harvest. And Charlie is home with his Savior today. And he's saying, pick up the mantle. Pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up. Do not let the enemy win. Do not let the enemy stand in your way. For you have the oil of joy for mourning. You have beauty for ashes. I've given you the oil. And I've poured it out liberally. The Lord is not cheap or stingy with his kids. When he gives liberally because he has all there is. And he is all there is. So sometimes we have the oil for our mourning. And sometimes we need the oil when it's time for our promotion. Sometimes we need the oil when it's time there's a shift in our business. There's a shift in our home. There's a marriage coming up. There's a baby being birthed. The church is enlarging and growing. We need a greater degree of oil. We need that anointing. We need Holy Spirit to come and saturate us with that oil. In times of promotion, the oil is poured out. Let me give you that scripture in 1 Samuel. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 16, 11 to 13 in the NIV. 1 Samuel 16, verses 11 to 13. Samuel is looking for someone to anoint as the next king over Israel. And he approaches Jesse, who has many sons. And so he asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have? Because he had looked on the oldest, he had looked on the second and the third and the fourth. And he didn't find the one that connected with his spirit that would be the next king of Israel. And he said, Jesse, are these all the sons you have? And Jesse said, but they're still the youngest. Remember, this is about the oil that's being poured out in seasons of promotion, in seasons of shifting and changing. Jesse said, he is tending the sheep. And Samuel said, send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives. That is at a call of the Lord. That is an unction of the Lord. That is a call of the Lord. I have chosen that one. And we will not sit at this table until he is anointed, until that oil is poured over him. When the Lord has called you to an assignment, people of God, no. Sometimes we think we're waiting for him. I'm waiting for God to move. I'm waiting for God to give me the money. I'm waiting for him to give me the car. I'm waiting and I'm waiting for this. But right here in this verse, Samuel said to Jesse, that's the one, and we will wait for him until he arrives. We're waiting for God for many things, but don't you know that God waits for us? God waits for us. He waits for us to finally become obedient. He waits for us to finally submit. He waits for us to finally humble ourselves before him. He waits. For love sometimes waits. He wants to pour out that oil upon this people. He wants to pour out his oil in the city of Hamilton, Dundas, Burlington, Waterdown. He wants to pour out his oil, and we're here waiting, but he's waiting for us to get in line, to get in alignment with him, to get in alignment with what he's asked us to do, to be obedient to the word of the Lord. The Lord waits. For he longs to pour out his oil. And Jesse said, we will wait for him until he arrives. So they sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord says, rise and anoint him. Rise and anoint that one. Rise and anoint that Pastor Alex. Rise and anoint Pastor Patty. Rise and anoint that woman. Rise and anoint that man. He may be sitting on the backside of the desert for 40 years, but now is the time. Rise, for I want to pour the oil over his life, over her life. I want to shift, and I want to change, and I want to move something in their life. I've been waiting for them to clear the boulders out of the way, to break off the distractions, to tell the friends you no longer need them, to walk away from the sinful life, to say, yes, I'm going to humble myself before you, God, so that I would feel the outpouring of the oil upon me. For when that oil pours upon us, a change happens from inside of us. It happens on the inside of us. So the Lord says, rise and anoint that one. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. From that moment on, when the oil is poured out, when Holy Spirit pours out that oil on you, from that moment on, the shift has happened. The change and the transformation has happened in your life. You don't have to feel it or see it yet. But what the Lord is doing is an invisible work. He's anointed the one he's chosen and trusted with the oil. And that oil empowers them to fulfill the assignment given to them. The oil is important. The oil is important. Even as you're moving from nation to nation, and the Lord says, settle here. It's time, because he wants to pour out the oil so that your settlement in this land will be good for your family. You will bear fruit for your family. You will fulfill the work that you're called to do. But you need the oil. We need the oil. Yes, we pray and yes, we fast. But people of God, you need the oil. That oil is precious. We talk about the five foolish virgins and the five wise virgins who kept their lamp filled with oil. Because they understand, they had the revelation of the importance of having oil in your lamp, the importance of having oil so that when you pray, heaven shifts and the Lord hears, so that when you pray, your children come home, so that when you fast, things shift in the home. We need the oil of joy. We need the oil that prepares us for promotion, for usefulness in the kingdom. We need the oil. So the oil comes when we're mourning, and the oil comes when we're being promoted, and the oil comes, hallelujah, in seasons of honor and elevation. Don't you know, people of God, that the Lord honors his children? He honors his sons and daughters. And I know this because he gave me a dream. And in my dream, the Lord was coming to inspect our house. All his people lived in a huge building that had levels and walkways and bridges. And we were all in this place. And we heard it said, the Lord is coming to do his inspection in your house. Can you imagine the fear that would happen to everybody in this place if an angel came and said, Jesus is coming to your house today? What would you hide? What would you throw away? Because it's a powerful thing to hear the Lord is coming to your house. And in my dream, we heard the Lord is coming to inspect your house. And I was in a panic. I remember I was on a bridge and I'm looking around thinking, what did I do wrong? What didn't I fulfill? What didn't I accomplish? What didn't I do? Because all of a sudden it matters. It matters. And I remember in my dream, I ran home. I ran home and my home had levels. And I ran up the stairs to check. I ran down the stairs to check because Jesus was coming to inspect my home. And I didn't want him to see what I didn't want him to see. And so I was cleaning up. And I could see down the road that he had just finished at Pastor Alex's house. And he was coming up to my house. And I remember in my dream, I stood like this, watching around the corner because the pathway was just there. And I could see when he was coming, Jesus was coming to inspect my house. And I wanted him to be pleased with me. And I peeked out. And I saw him coming, tall and bold as a lion. And he walked up the cobblestone streets. And I was standing in my doorway and I was shaking because this is the Lord. This isn't somebody coming to tell me you owe taxes or you don't have enough. This is the Lord, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, is coming to my house today. Who did he talk to? Was it Nicodemus? He's coming to your house today and he's bringing oil. And I stood there and I looked and I saw him coming and I was just shaking. And the King of Kings and Lord of Lords stood in my doorway. And this is what he did. He bowed and honored my house. It was not what I expected him to do. And I moved out of the way so he could go in and inspect my house. And people of God, in the dream, the house represents my heart. He bowed, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The one who created the universe honored his children. And he bowed. And it was like oil. It was oil that I needed in that moment. It was the oil of joy poured out. It was the oil of gladness poured out for the King of Kings. And the Lord of Lords honored his people. And I waited downstairs while he went upstairs. And it seemed like hours. I was waiting for him to come with my report card. I was waiting for him to come and tell me I had failed in this and failed in that. But the King of Kings and Lord of Lords honored his people. And when he came down the stairs, he bowed again and went on his way. He didn't come into our house to tell us all that we had done wrong, for he had already paid the price for all that I had done wrong. He came and he honored us in my dream. And he said, "You're on the right track. Keep going." And that was like oil. It was like oil being poured out into my life. I awakened from that dream. For sometimes, you know, I think I'm not doing it right. God, I'm always getting in trouble. I'm never in the right place at the right time. But he came and he said, "It's all right. You're covered. I've got this. Just keep going. Keep going, people of God." When the Lord encourages you to keep going, it's like oil. The oil is being poured out because he's saying, "I'm not holding it against you. I've already paid that price. I've come to pour out my oil so you would not live in mourning, but you would be joyful and be glad. I've come to pour out my oil to bring healing in this land, to bring healing in your home, to bring healing in your family. I'm pouring you out a new portion, a greater portion of oil." And that is in Psalm 45, verse 7. Oh my God, we love you, Lord. Lift up our hands and give him glory this morning, people of God. He's your God. He's your God. Let's just give him glory. For he's pouring out his oil over his people this morning. And in Psalm 45, verse 7, says, "You love righteousness and you hate wickedness. Therefore, God, who is your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with" what? "The oil of joy." If you have been anointed with the oil of joy, then let me see you smile. For you're in your Father's house and you've been anointed with the oil of joy. The oil is flowing today. The oil is being poured out. The oil is healing in our physical body right now. The oil is healing our emotions right now. Where the enemy took a slingshot and whipped it at us, and we feel the pain of yesterday. The oil. There's oil in this place. Don't let it pass you by. If you need the oil, lift up your hands in the holy place. God, I need your oil afresh. I need a fresh portion. I need a double portion, for I have been weak. I have been broken. I have allowed sin back into my life. I've allowed distraction to steal my time with you. I need your oil. I need you to pour out your oil. Pour it out again, Lord. Do it again, Lord. Do it as you did in the revivals in the past. Do it again. Do it again. Pour out your oil. Our marriages need your oil. Our families need your oil. And you give liberally. When we ask, the word says, don't be stingy in asking. For the Lord will give liberally what we're asking for. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Do you need the oil to deal with someone tomorrow? To deal with that person who's always putting you down, persecuting you, calling you names, and you need the oil. It's not about being resentful or being bitter towards that person. We need the oil so that we can forgive them. The word says, for those of you who are listening, pray for your enemies. And I've had to learn that lesson over and over and over. And sometimes the Lord comes and he pours out the oil afresh so that it's easy to forgive for the 7 times 70. You need the oil, for that was never going to be easy. 70 times? What? God, how can we forgive somebody so many times? Well, with the oil, I'll make it easy. We need to ask for more oil. So the oil comes in times of mourning. The oil comes in times when we're being promoted. The oil comes in times of honor and elevation. How many feel that there's a promotion coming? The Lord's got something planned. He's putting you through university. He's going to cause you to stand in a managerial position. He's raising you up in a higher place. You need the oil. Don't go there without the oil. Times of mourning, we need the oil. In times of promotion, we need the oil. In times when we're being honored and elevated, we need the oil. But do you know we need the oil when we are in battle? For many of us know what it is to battle on our knees. We know what it is to battle for your children. You know what it is to battle for your household. What it is to battle for your church. We need the oil. When we're in this battle, Psalm 23rd, everybody knows Psalm 23rd, 5. And David wrote, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You what? You anoint my head with? He anoints your head with? He anoints your head with? And what happens after that anointing comes? Your cup, what? Runs over. That's something to praise him for, people of God. Give him praise this morning. Give him praise this morning. Sometimes we think this battle will never end, like God's forgotten us on the backside of this desert. I've been fighting this battle for years. God, I've been fighting this battle for my children. And when we think it's time to give up, we read Psalm 23rd, verse 5. And right in the middle of everybody who wants to take me down, I'm telling you, that's how Charlie Kirk felt. Right in the middle of everybody who was going to take him down, he spoke the word. He decreed the word. And he brought up scripture after scripture. It is time for us as people of God to know, in the middle of when I'm surrounded and I'm surrounded by enemies and I'm surrounded by enemies I didn't know I had and I'm surrounded by enemies that aren't even mine, the Lord says, I'm going to take you to my table. I'm going to bring you to my table. People of God, I'm going to have you seated at my table. I'm preparing that table before you today. Amen. In the presence of all of them. And no bullet's going to stop the work of God. Because one man died and a million rose up. And everybody who was timid in their Christianity, anybody who was hiding on the couch or hiding, that man is too outspoken. He says too much. He does too much. We were hiding behind him. And the Lord took him out of the way and says, it's you I want. And all of us who hid behind this one man who stood up, the Lord says, what about my millions of kids? I'm going to take my boy out of the way so that you will rise up and you have my oil. I'm preparing a table before you in the presence of all your enemies, whether it's the financial enemies, whether it's the relationship enemies, or it's the infirmity enemy, the disease enemy, that neighbor who hates me, that one at the bookshop who hates me, the one in my job who hates me, the one who wants me to be like them and is mad because I don't go out drinking and is mad because I don't smoke and toke and do whatever they want and they don't want me around, in the presence of your enemies. I'm setting a table before you. And you come and you sit at this table, and I will anoint your head with oil. And you will overflow, and you will turn around and minister to your enemies. There's a purpose in the oil. The Lord doesn't just give us oil. There's a purpose attached to the oil. So when you're asking the Lord for oil, you better know there's a reason he's going to give it to us. This is how we fight our battles. I'm anointed with oil, and my cup runs over. And no matter what they say, no matter how they slander my name, no matter how they decree that I'm going to fall, the Lord says, you're anointed with oil. I've anointed you with oil. And when you have to walk out of here and you think you're alone, don't let the enemy lie to you one more minute. The amount of angels that's around you today, the enemy has no idea. What is he going to do if he takes your life? Your home to be with the Lord, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You don't taste death. That is not us anymore. We are in eternity. Because we cannot taste death. Charlie did not taste death. Charlie went home. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, it's your turn. I'm anointing you with oil. And your cup will run over. Pastor Alex, how are we doing for time? That big clock isn't there. 2 minutes? All right, let's just recap. Hallelujah. The oil comes in times of mourning, and he makes us glad. Oh, he makes us glad. The oil comes in seasons of battle, and he anoints our head with oil in the presence of all of them. And he says, that's my kid. You don't want to touch a king's kid. Because if you take out one Charlie Kirk, I'll raise up 1 million more. The oil is upon the work that is in this house. The oil is upon the work that is in this city. And when you leave here today, you remember you're anointed, you're appointed, you're called, you're chosen. You have the oil poured over you. And you are never alone. In times of mourning, In times of battle, in times of honor and elevation, the oil comes. In times of promotion, when the Lord's anointing you as king over your city, an influencer in the governmental system, someone who holds a high place in the medical system, someone who finally takes a place in education, there's an anointing of oil over you so that you will finish the task and finish it well. So when we're anointed in our new position, the oil comes. And that's how people know you're chosen by God. Amen. Let me tell you something quick about the anointing, because we know we have a baby shower. The oil that Samuel used to anoint David, that oil had a sweet fragrant. Remember? The oil has a fragrant. And where, I think David was, 17 years old? I don't know if he was 15 or 17 when he received that anointing oil. But from that moment on, that fragrant oil remained in his hair, on his body. It couldn't be washed off. Anywhere he went, people could smell that sweet fragrant. Say sweet fragrant that Jesus carries, because he has the oil of joy from morning. That sweet fragrant is still upon God's people. And when you walk into a room, whether or not people admit it, you're different. That sweet fragrant is upon you because you have been anointed with oil. And sometimes when people are worshiping together, they go, "You smell that fragrant?" Yeah, it's on me and it's on you, and it will never go. It's got a sweet aroma. I have this fragrant oil that was made for me. Remember the Sussmans? Michael Sussman, is that his last name? Michael Snyderman. He made this oil from the Bible. There's a recipe in there to make the anointing oil. And you could see at the bottom there's a little black dot. That's the spices and the herbs. It's got a beautiful fragrant. And when that anointing oil is placed on someone, that beautiful fragrant lingers. The anointing oil of Jesus Christ has lingered in your prayer time. It lingered when you're eating in a restaurant. It lingers when you're driving your car and people say there's something different about her. Why can't I turn her to the dark side? They try to turn you to the dark side and they can't do it. And it frustrates them because you are no longer a part of the dark side. But you will turn those who are in the dark side to the kingdom of light. Stand and praise the Lord. Let's stand. Let's go. Come on. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him honor. Give him glory. For we're no longer on the dark side. We're in the kingdom of light. And we're anointed in this kingdom. A table was set before us in this kingdom. And the Lord has anointed our head with oil. And our cup runs over in this kingdom we're in. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary. Father God, we thank you that we are anointed, appointed, called, chosen, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. And you pulled us out of the dark side and you brought us into your kingdom of light. And we thank you this morning, for there's a fresh oil being poured out upon us. Even as we move forward into the purpose and plans of God, we are anointed to do it. We're appointed to do it. We're called to do it. We've been chosen to do it. And we will not back down. We are the Charlie Kirks of our generation. His work here is done, but ours is just beginning. Ours is just beginning. And we're going to take this world for Jesus. This is the last days, and we've got work to do. This is the last days, and we must prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. We've seen the example of how we need to live. And now it's our turn. So God, we're just asking you for the oil. Whether you've called us to be prayer warriors, whether you've called us to stand on the front line and face the ideologies that our children are facing, whether you've called us to be the one in the home of strength and courage and boldness, we're asking you, God, that we will lack nothing because we have the anointing oil. We lack nothing. All provision belongs to us. We lack nothing. And today, I ask if anyone here does not know the Lord and you would like to know the Lord, this is your time. For we're not fooling around. We don't play church. You must be born again. You must be born again to engage in all that the Lord has for his people. You must be born again, as Nicodemus was told. If you have not given your heart to the Lord, this is your time. We will stand with you. We will pray with you. But don't let this moment pass you by. Father God, I stand with those who are crying out to know you. We're asking you, Father God, to give them a fresh revelation of who you are. But let's pray the sinner's prayer, all of us together, because there are those with their hands up. Father God, I come to you. I do not know you, but I want to know you. I'm a sinner. I have fallen short of the goodness of the Lord. But I ask you to redeem my life from the pit and to give me a new life with you. Please forgive me for my sins and help me to know you. Help me to walk with you. Help me to learn of you this day, oh God. I give you my heart today and I ask you to come and live inside of me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.